Episode 114. Welcome. I'm your host, David Guerra, and this is the Walking Leader Podcast. And with a little luck, the Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools you're going to need. We all need them. That's why I put them together, to share them with you. And you're going to need them. Why? Because as a leader in your organization, as well as in your professional and personal life, all of us need help. We need help. And that's my mission. That's what I'm here for. That's why I wrote the book. It's here to help. In this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast, I'm going to talk about summer vacation, summer reading, and a couple of other things. So let's get started. Summer's here. That's it. I mean, as I'm recording this, there's already the first tropical storm. It's already out there. Alberto. It's already out there in the Gulf of Mexico, or just about to enter the Gulf and head up to the, what did they call that? The Casino Coast? I think that's what I heard it called. Gulf of Mexico, up there between Louisiana and Florida. So you've got Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. So somewhere around there, it's going to hover this Memorial Day weekend. And welcome to summer 2018. It's already getting a head start. And I'm not going to get into the, well, what caused it to happen so early. Folks, they happen all the time. It's just, time was right today. So, taking a little summer vacation. The kids are out of school. Everybody's doing it. If you can, do it. Take a little time. Take a little time for yourself. Take a little time to spend with the family. And as I've talked about, if you followed me for any period of time, you know that for any length of time, there we go, then you know I'm all about the reading. I mean, I'm a writer, but I also read. I'm always reading something. And it's not just one book at a time. I'm reading like three books at a time. It's kind of like channel surfing. I get tired of one for now, or I want to come back to it later because it's so good, I'll crack open another book. So yeah, I have about three books right now. And if you visit my website, you'll see my reader, and you'll see the three books I'm reading right now. I know a couple of them have been there a while, but new projects, new things. But when I do get an opportunity to read, there we are. So what do I recommend you read? You know what? It doesn't matter. Read a pamphlet if you have to. Pick up the standards. Go to the library and check out. Yeah, they have libraries where you can check out a book for free. Really, it doesn't cost you anything. And in some libraries now, and I know this because my local public library has it, where you can actually check out ebooks. You can actually check out ebooks. It's crazy. But it can be done. So check out the standards, the classics, a little self-development, just something, some plain old good old-fashioned reading, just something that grabs your attention, and it's just going to hold it and take you away from the reality that is the world and into the author's reality that is his or her world. And have some fun while you're there. Get to know some characters, get to know some new characters, and catch up on some old ones, characters that you remember from your youth. Well, you know what? There's nothing stopping you from rereading some of those books. Oh, but those are kids' books or those are young adults' books. It doesn't matter. You liked something, read it again. It's not going to hurt. But spend time reading the books. And speaking of spending time, make sure you spend time with family and friends. Folks, I'm about to send off my oldest daughter off to college here. She's about to graduate from high school, and at the end of the summer, she's going to be heading off to school. And it's a time of change. It's a time to, well, remember the good times and look forward to the new times as she moves on in her life. I still have another son at home, and I still have a son at home, and he's got a couple of years before he graduates. But in the meantime, you know, we still have to spend time with family. So that's what I plan on doing this summer. Unfortunately, project that I've got going on is not going to allow me to have some time off during the summer. So I won't be able to get away, but I will be able to get away on the weekends and on the holidays, and Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day, or Independence Day and Labor Day. And so I'm going to make the best of it. So definitely spend that time with family and friends. Get to know them again, get to see how they're doing, and spend some time, make some memories before life changes all over again this coming fall. school, everybody back at it again. And then we go head first straight into the holidays, and it's nonstop until the summertime. So make sure you spend time with family and friends. And while you're spending time with family and friends, why don't you revisit an old friend? A real old friend, one you've known all your life. Yourself. Spend time with yourself. Go out for a walk. Go fishing by yourself. Go boating. Well, don't go boating by yourself. But if you do go boating by yourself, make sure everybody knows where you're at. Because again, you never know. And you know, you just don't want to go out and never come back. So please be careful. Life preserver, the whole nine yards. And if you go by yourself, let people know where you are. Even if you just go for a walk in the woods, let people know where you are. Why? Because it's important that people know where you are. But why is it important to spend time with yourself? Because you're with yourself all the time. Think about it. You're doing work. You're in your office. You're taking care of business. You're answering questions, answering emails, taking Skype meetings, on the phone, walking from point A to point B. And sure, you have your coworkers, you have your peers, you have your supervisors, you have people that report to you. But in the end, it's still just you. And you need to decompress. So make sure you get some time with yourself to decompress. That's what I said about reading. Reading. Same thing. Spend time with yourself. Get to know yourself. Get to know the character that's you. And it is that important. Because once you do that, it helps you grow. It helps you take in the self-development or the professional development or the personal growth books that you've read and or the podcasts that you listen to. Or the things that you see when you go online, it's going to help you absorb that. It's going to help turn you into a better person. Now, don't get me wrong. You can always be better. You don't need a podcast. You don't need a book. You just have the will and the wherewithal to be better. I get that. You get that. You should get that. But what I'm getting at is when you spend time with yourself, don't just do it in anger because, oh, I need to go for a walk. I'm upset. No, I need to go for a walk. I need to get in touch with myself again. Reconnect. There's absolutely nothing wrong. Now, when it gets to be out of control, well, that's a different story. And we're not going to go down that route because, again, we're adults. We're professionals. We know what we want in life. We know where we're going. We know what we're doing. And we can't let it get out of control. We can't let it shirk our response. We can't shirk our responsibilities when we're doing that, when we're spending time by ourselves. Because yes, it is easy to slack off. It is easy to slip. It is easy to fall. But when we're working towards something and we're doing something, and especially when we're out there with intent and with purpose to spend time with ourselves and to get to know ourselves and spend time with the family and friends and get away from work, then we start to grow. Because again, now we're doing things that we choose to do, we want to do. So ensure that you're spending some time by yourself, but you're spending time with family and friends. You're out there doing something that's going to personally make you grow. And catch up on a little reading. So some authors, I know one at least. No, I know several, but get out there and read. You never know what you might find. So tell me, what are your plans for this summer? You going to go out? Let me know. I really want to hear from you. And let me know what you think of episode 114. Let me know. Reach out to me on Twitter, Dave Guerra, all one word, DaveGuerra, all one word. And let me know. Let me know what you think. So again, that's on Twitter, at Dave Guerra. And like I said, want to hear from you. I'm grateful. I am David Guerra, the grateful and thankful David Guerra, author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. Most of all, I do appreciate you. So don't forget to subscribe on iTunes if you're listening on Stitcher or any other, or iHeartRadio. Thank you, everybody that listens on Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and all the other apps. But you can get this podcast delivered straight to your phone or your smartphone if you subscribe on iTunes. And please do so. I would greatly appreciate it. And if you get a chance, leave a review. Let me know what you think. And listen, before I go, I want to remind you to always go beyond the grind. Go beyond the hustle, because that's the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is great to follow. Talk to you soon.